Koshi Yamachloikis. We're learning Shmir Salosh and Shar Zachir Perik Tezvav in Shir number 115. Koshi Yamachloikis. Machloikis is so serious, so harsh. Shimevio es Odom Lide Malkus. It brings a person to a point where he might even get Malkus, get lashes. Now, before we continue with the words of the Chavetz Chaim, I want to share with you a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there on the top of the Amud says, how difficult lashes are, that if Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were threatened to bow down to the idol, or they're going to be thrown to a furnace, or else they're going to be lashed, they would have bowed down. Now we know they were threatened with life and death. And the Gemara explains over there that they would have been tortured and been lashed and then healed and then lashed again. Death is a one-time thing. Lashes are very serious. Sometimes people think, oh, lashes, malchus, they're less than death. Ah, it's not so bad. Take a look. You know, you learn Mishnah's Gemakas. Take a look at the Gemara Makas, Mishnah's Makas, how serious it was. Koshi yamachloikas shi meviya es odum li de malchus. Shenemaya says, ki yariv bein anoshim. The Pasuk says, if there will be a fight amongst people, vayim bin hako yisa rasha, and then, in a situation when a person is deserving to get Malkus, mi garum loy lilkois, what caused the person to deserve Malkus, to get lashed? Havi oimer hamachlekes. It's the previous pasuk, ki yariv ben anosh. So the second pasuk is coming to explain that he gets Malkus. Why does he get Malkus? Because of the first pasuk, because of the fighting that occurred. Furthermore, machlekes is so horrific, so terrible, that it brings to misa. Again, you have two men fighting, and they collide and hit a pregnant lady. And if there's a loss, Rachman Tzlan, of a life, so now someone has to pay the price for this. Someone killed someone. Mi garam lo? I'm not talking about killing the fetus. Talking about if you kill the lady, then the person just killed somebody. Why was he fighting with someone? Because machlokes. Mi garam lo? Havyom machlokes. You see over here that the end result of machlokes is very possible to bring death and destruction to the person. Amru Chazal, machlokes bebayis soif lecharev. If there's machlokes in the house, it's destined for destruction. Machlokes bebeis hakneses, if there's machlokes in the shul, that shul will cease to exist, and the people, the congregants inside, will be spread around in different places. Not only that, but furthermore, this Beis Knesses will be demolished. Machlek is be'ir. If Rachman Litzlan is machlekes in the city, shvichus domim be'ir. Chazal tell us there'll be murder in the city. Shnei tamidei chacham hadarim be'ir achas v'chein shnei batei dinin u'b'neyen machlekes. If you have two tamidei chachamim in the same city, or two batei dinim in the same location, and there's machlekes that continues between them, soifon lamus, they are destined for premature death. Not only that, but when the courts, Bati Din, when they're fighting, this brings destruction to the world. Because the Bezdin is supposed to be there to uphold the world. And when they have Machlekes and the Bezdin themselves, it's bringing destruction to the world, to each other and to the world. Teda, Shekein Hu, that this is the fact that brings destruction to the world, she calls man Shiye Shalom Bepamali Shemato, Yeh Shalom Bepamali Shemailo. If there's peace in the courts down here, there's peace upstairs in Shemaim as well. Shnemar Habayin of Shemaim Aloysov. Pasuk says in Amos, he builds in Shemayim, the legions in Shemayim. Amosai, when does Hashem build? Hashem is the one who builds in Shemayim. When is this? Bizman va'agudosoi al eretz yisodo. That's when the aguda, the gatherings are established here on earth. There's peace down here. Kelaimer bizman shiyisrael ne'egodin ba'aguda achas v'sholom zeim zeh. That's when Klai Yisrael are united as one group and there's peace amongst each other. How does a person accomplish this? It's a big question. Just the regular achas. Like we just had a few days ago, Shavuos. It was Ish Echad Lev Echad. If everyone focuses, I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. And they follow the Messiah, and they follow the halachas. Not the own new thing, I want to do this, I want to do that. That's what Hashem says. That's not what Hashem says. That's what you want to do. But when Klai Yisrael were standing by Har Sinai, and they said, Naseh v'nishma, ish echad, like one person, like one group, because it's to do the Ratzon Hashem. When that's the case, when we all do the Ratzon Hashem, we put our own desires aside, our own selfishness aside. That's when the Shalom Ba'ilam.